Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The Senate passed a version. The House now has one. But when or if a farm bill gets passed is anybody's guess. One person keeping an eye on it is Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I've said for years, one of the most important pieces of legislation that we have in rural Kentucky and rural America is the Farm Bill. Not only does it provide the proper safety net for agriculture products and commodity products, but also it deals and funds the things that we have to live in our communities, whether it's water, whether it's a sewer project. Any kind of rural development is actually funded through the Farm Bill. So it is extremely important to every American, not just farmers.
In recent history, federal nutrition programs have been a part of the Farm Bill, but the House version leaves them out. Haney says the group feels that would not be the ideal situation when the bill is finished.
We understand strategies have to come in play to get a Farm Bill in place, and we recognize that. We just look forward now that the House has passed a Farm Bill minus nutrition, and the Senate has passed their version, which has it all together. We look forward to maybe some way getting all that conferenced and getting a complete Farm Bill out in the process.
The current Farm Bill, actually a one-year extension, runs out September 30th. We'll be right back.
We're the Evans and Butler Poultry Farm in Calhoun, Kentucky. A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. It's a $900 million product that has allowed many of us to stay on the family farm. It's important for us to raise the poultry the way we would want to have it raised because we eat it ourselves. We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Getting a Farm Bill passed is a priority with Farm Bureau, says State President Mark Haney. The legislation provides a needed safety net for the ag sector. It needs to be in place so farmers can plan production. On that point, he notes farmers will need to continue to feed a growing national and world population.
We're asked to do that with less soil, with less water, with less fertilizer, less labor. All the tools that we use to farm with, they're asking us to produce more with less. And to be able to do that, it's going to take a lot of research. Research at the public sector, but also research at the private sector. So much of that is funded, of course, through the Farm Bill.
Haney says the Farm Group is asking the Kentucky Congressional Delegation for continued support in moving forward. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.